Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Patriots.com CampCast. I'm Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart. August 3rd, 2006, and the Patriots just wrapped up the second of a pair of practices today. We'll start first with the morning session, 9 o'clock this morning, in stadium. The team had a practice that focused mainly on special teams. We'll start with some of the attendance. Out of the practice, the only two players who never appeared on the field were 54 Teddy Bruschi and 34 to Bucky Jones. One interesting aspect of the morning practice was that for the bulk of the work on the field, the teams focused on special teams work in preparation for next week preseason opener in Atlanta. And then later on, they had what Bill Belichick called a quote-unquote meeting on the field. And at that point, many of the members of the PUP unit and others who had been injured at different times and missed practices throughout camp made an appearance, including Richard Seymour, defensive captain, for the first time this year seen on the practice field. Also in attendance, guys like Jonathan Sullivan, Nick Kazier, Dan Copen, others who were just hurt, not on PUP, guys like Asani Samuel, Monty Beisel, Chad Jackson, Troy Brown, Benjamin Watson, a bunch of players who have just missed some different parts of practice. And Artrell Hawkins was assisted off the field early in the practice when they were working on special teams and then returned for the meetings. But of course, the news of the day was Richard Seymour was back on the field, even though he remains on PUP. He did not participate in practice, simply was a meeting, as Belichick said, on the field, sort of a walkthrough. They went over some different things. Seymour admitted that he's been dealing with a little tightness in his quad. That's why he's not been ready to practice, and both he and Belichick continue to downplay the fact that his absence has anything to do with his contract. So nothing, as Bill Belichick said, nothing to do with his contract. Part of the special team's focus consisted, obviously, of the two kickers, Martin Gramatica and Steven Goskowski, and both actually looked pretty good in the morning workout. It is my opinion they all hit their field goals. I won't pretend that I might have missed one, but both hit field goals 25 to 45 yards, splitting the uprights. Both also looked pretty good on the kickoffs, and rookie Steven Goskowski even split the uprights on one team segment of kickoffs, much to the surprise of Lawrence Maroney, who was waiting to return the ball, but obviously couldn't as Goskowski sent it through the end zone. Another interesting aspect of the morning practice was the fact that a crew of NFL officials, three members of one crew, were on the field, sort of practicing, getting their own training camp action in, and then after practice met with the players and addressed the team, told them about some of the new rules that they will be playing under this year, and the officials also met with the media and discussed some of those very rule changes. And some of the ones they're going to focus on, the biggest one, it sounds like, based on Bill Belichick's reaction, is the decision this year to make down by contact plays and plays blown dead by the whistle. Those are now reviewable plays. Bill Belichick clearly not happy with the change in the rules. One of his responses, he said, "I don't have all the answers. Other people do, so they should probably give them to you." In regards to the down by contact rule, obviously the fear is, and he brought this up in his press conference, that players no longer can play to the whistle because things that happen after the whistle, such as a change of possession after a guy was originally ruled down by contact, can now be reversed and the ball can be given to the other team. So it'll be interesting to see how that rule unfolds as the year goes on. Other rules that the officials will be keeping an eye on, celebrations are going to be even cut back even more. No longer are any sort of props allowed. No longer can you do anything with teammates unless it's spontaneous, such as a high five. Any of those premeditated type celebrations are outlawed. And the third rule change that has brought some interest, especially by Belichick, is a change on onside kicks. You can no longer have more than six players on one side of the field for an onside kick, keeping teams obviously from loading up with 8, 9, 10 players and trying to just serve as battering rams, running into the opposition in an attempt to knock guys around and then have one of their own members recover the onside kick. So those are the major changes that were highlighted following the morning session by the officials to both the team and the media. As I said, the team just finished up its second session of the day this afternoon on the practice fields once again. Full pad workout, and as Bill Belichick predicted in his press conference, it was a situational type practice. Some red zone work, teamwork, 7-on-7, down and distance type stuff on both sides of the ball. A lot of pass rush and pass protection work, both with linemen, running backs, linebackers, things of that nature. The officials were once again at the practice this afternoon. And it was not an extremely crisp practice. I thought the offense struggled a bit, especially in the team segment at the end of practice when Tom Brady really struggled to find open receivers against even a patchwork and backup-type secondary at times. So it wasn't the best of practices, at least for the offense. In terms of guys who were not in practice action, there were a number of them again. Artrell Hawkins was not on the field. Teddy Bruschi, Chad Jackson, Garrett Mills, Matt Shelton, Monty Beisel, Jarvis Green, Marquise Hill, and Corey Dillon got what is his first practice off of the summer work. This could be one of the veteran practices off. It'll have to wait and see tomorrow. A few people were back at practice: Asani Samuel, Tabucky Jones, and Benjamin Watson. And Chad Brown appeared to injure his left hand during the workout and left the field with a trainer. Aside from that, as I said, most of the practice was situational work. The offense did struggle. One nice completion as Brady found Troy Brown on a deep ball and won 7-on-7 drill was maybe the highlight of the day for the offense, although Asani Samuel also picked off a Brady pass intended for John Stone. And the practice concluded with the team running 4 sprints, doing a little conditioning. And that's going to put the wraps on another CampCast, Patriots.com. As I said, I'm Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart. Check back again tomorrow when there's been a slight change to the schedule, as the team will no longer have a double session, but rather have a single practice session at Gillette Stadium, 2:30 to 4:30. And as always, the Patriots.com CampCast will have all the information out of Foxborough.